The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. I've been working with the children in the school recently to kind of reform their vision of God. And I asked them, you know, if you were to walk outside of this room, someone who doesn't know God, but knew that you were in religion class and were to ask you about it, what would you say to them? What would you say God is like? Who would you say God is? And they start to go back to the concepts that they have in their mind of God, this merciful, loving, so on and so forth. I said, but how many of us would start from Jesus? How many of us would start there? Jesus is the definitive revelation of God to man. Right? It's like if someone were to come into the church now who speaks a foreign language, a language that we don't speak, and they were to give us a translation of everything that they had to say, and we were to say, well, we don't want that translation. We're going to just listen to you speak. Now, we don't understand hardly anything of what you're saying, but we're not interested in the translation either, right? The effort that person has gone to communicate himself to us, we're going to reject, because we want somehow something else. And how much more severe it is, it's an analogy, it's quite a weak one, but it's an analogy of the fact that God comes to us in the person of Jesus to reveal himself to us, and we're not gonna start there when we think of who God is. Friends, that's absurd. That's absolutely absurd. How many of us in our minds have a picture of God that Jesus paints for us today? How many of us have that in mind? Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. How many, quote unquote, Christians feel that Christianity is a chore or an obligation? It's an effort on their part. It's not Christianity. That just is not Christianity. Right? That's some kind of American productionist, you know, we've got to earn our way kind of reality. That's not Christianity. We can't earn our way. Right? Jesus has paved the way for us that we might walk that way with him. This is the picture of God. Come to me, all you who labor are burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and you will find rest for yourselves. How many of us have rest? How many of us have peace? How many of us have true joy? If we don't, right, that is our fault. It is our fault because we are not giving ourselves over to the reality that is God. We are not conforming our hearts and our minds to the reality that is God in front of us. We have some other picture of God. And we shouldn't look at the lengths that he has gone, right? The cross, look at the lengths that he has gone to communicate himself to us. Let's not start anywhere else. As Christians, we are Christians because Jesus has given his life to us. He has given his heart to us in exchange for ours. So we live now out of Jesus, out of the source of love and life itself. It's not that we have to struggle and strive and if I'm good, then I'm going to... That's a whole lot of nonsense. If I'm good, I'm going to earn my way there. You're not. That's not how it works. You cannot earn your way there. You're being a moral person, you're being a good person, is a response to the goodness of God. God gives you life. He animates everything in you that is good. God loves you into existence. Your response then is to follow him in all things. Your response then is to live the life that he wants for you. Live the life that he wants for you because you trust in him. You trust him. And so you follow him. This is what it is for us. Just as Jesus entrusts himself to his Father, just as the Trinity is that tripersonal exchange of right? That tripersonal exchange whereby there's perfect gift of one to the other and perfect reception of one to the other. We're called to take up our part in that eternal exchange. We're inserted into the life of God by Jesus. We are sons and daughters in the Son of God. And so we have access to all love. We have access to all life. And when we tap into that tap into that dynamite of God, our lives explode with love and life, peace and joy to the full. That's ours. That's what we have to do. Turn our hearts and lives over to God, to trust ourselves, to trust God entirely, to entrust ourselves entirely to God. That's our task. And there we find peace. There we find our life's sustenance and strength so that we can go on and do all those other Christian things. But it starts here, turning over our hearts and lives to God, that he might give us the strength to do whatever it is he's calling us to do.